Google Translate isn't human. I have a few essays circling around me for the week. I'm working with a group of writers trying to coordinate an online workshop for 30-plus page essays. But all the writers are parents with students in school or trying to teach online for undergraduates. We share emails offering explanations for lack of time to simply read the essays because of digital logistics. It led me back to the online dilemma for kids in school and information regurgitation. I looked at a character spotlight on University of Washington biology and epidemiology professor Carl Bergstrom. A recent book in a popular undergraduate scientific communication class he provides, with a profane label if you care to look into the title. A few Bergstrom quotes stood out to me as he presents the challenge of providing information in internet or Google format when trying to understand something as nebulous as COVID. Imagine Shakespeare run through Google Translate into Japanese and then translated back into English. So much depth would be missing. And in an age where a 9-year-old has a smartphone, we are driving on an information highway without a driver's license. Bergstrom suggests that we look at information dissemination with an art of skepticism in a data-driven world. Consider how to decode scientific data and interpret fallacy in venues like TED Talks, the New York Times, the Washington Post. Let anything run through Google Translate into Japanese and then back to English before you know what it is, and see how accurate the explanation turns out. Oyster farming? A disintegrated engine manual? Data related to New York City trees and how they receive nutrients from street drainage? How is leaves of grass going to turn out? What about something like an old cookbook? What if we don't all measure things the same way? Or Little House on the Prairie, where there are many dimensions of race conflict that plead interpretation, but also waves of story expressed through a core central country. Choose a text. See what it looks like. Do we spell man the same way? What happens when technology translates humanity instead of interpreting on our own?